From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, May 2nd. Six people are dead and dozens more hurt after a horrific chain reaction crash downstate. The massive pileup was caused by a dust storm about 20 miles south of Springfield, leaving I-55 littered with as many as 90 mangled cars and smashed semis in both directions. Illinois State Police call this a perfect storm of high wind and loose dirt from surrounding farm fields. All traffic lanes on the interstate remain closed overnight as crews clean up the wreckage. After a string of break-ins on Chicago's west side, Chicago police are taking an unusual step and suggesting businesses install riot glass. They say it may stop criminals from busting out windows. Riot glass is a thin shield applied over existing windows and doors to keep it from breaking. The company that created Riot Glass says it has no partnership with Chicago police. Outgoing Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for money from the federal government to help Chicago deal with the surge of migrants arriving in the city from the Texas border. Over the weekend, she sent a letter to Texas Governor Greg Abbott urging the Republican to stop sending migrants to Chicago. Lightfoot says after taking in 8,000 asylum seekers since August, the city's resources to care for them are tapped out. Navy Pier earns a new accolade. Chicago's iconic tourist destination has been named the best place in the country to see fireworks. It's part of USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Travel Awards, voted on by the public. If you want to see for yourself, you can catch Navy Pier's free fireworks show every Wednesday and Saturday night from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Another dreary day is on tap with showers lingering in some spots. It'll be slightly warmer with a high of 52. But temps drop back down into the unseasonable 30s tonight. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.